The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. We're back here with the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. I have no idea what we're doing here today, but we hope you're along for the ride. We do talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors, and we hope that you'll bring your part of it to the conversation as well. That phone number is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We're seeing a few nice pictures of some great turkey gobblers out there. The folks at Battery Warehouse showed me a picture of, a 10-year-old youngster, maybe 12. I can't tell you how old this young man was. Shot a beautiful turkey in Pennsylvania. Had, I believe, 11 beards. 11 separate beards coming out of its breast. You know, that's what you're looking for is a bearded turkey. I think one of them was like 10 inches long, and a total of 78 inches of beard. And they had a close-up picture of them all spread out, you know, on the turkey's, you know, Tom Turkey's breast, and they had them numbered. It was pretty cool. So, very interesting to see. But anyway, we're seeing some big gobblers too. They're a little cagey this right now. A lot of the gobblers are with the their harems, their hens, and you know, you got to be very very slick. And it's not like early in the season when you can challenge them or anything like that. You've got to kind of outthink them. You're actually, you know, what you're trying to do with a turkey gobbler is make it go against its own will. The way it works is the turkey gobbler sits on the roost and gobbles, and the hens run to him. He flies down, breeds each one of them in the morning, and then, you know, goes and looks for more. Just the way it works. When you're in a turkey blind or, you know, in the turkey woods, your job is to sound like a hen and have him go against his nature and come to you with the allure of the seductive turkey call. Now, certain times of the year, you can call aggressively. You can sound like a hen in need of attention. Other times, you want to be very, very quiet. Just very, hey, just wanting to let you know I'm over here. And that works much better sometimes. I think we're in that stage right now. Turkey gobbler can hear an incredible distance. You know, it's nice to get in close to them and stay concealed. But, you know, turkey gobbler will go 100, 150 yards. If you can get within that range or, you know, maybe even a little closer, you know, a little soft calling. And then just shut up and let him find you. That's how it works right now. Later on in the season, you might want to get more aggressive. You know, we get to the all-day season when you can hunt all day after, you know, and you're allowed to hunt after 12 noon. You might want to get a little more aggressive with it. But anyway, Tom Slavin killed a nice bird. Saw a picture of that, you know, Upper Bay Gun Club, one of our sponsors from last year, one of the directors from the Hunting Coalition. Oh, speaking of the Hunting Coalition, hold on here a minute. Let me, our advocate, Bill Miles was in Annapolis the other day for a bill signing. And let me find this on, it's on our Facebook page. You could certainly go out to Maryland Hunting Coalition Facebook. If you just Google MD Hunting Coalition Facebook, you'll come up with it. But there it is. Did we increase anybody? Let's see. A few. A couple. It's loading right now. Give me a second. Here it is. Maryland Hunting Coalition's advocate, Bill Miles, was standing. There's a nice picture there of him and the Honorable Herbert H. Herb McMillan at the State House the other day. That was May 4th, 2 days ago, Thursday, for the official signing of House Bill 1427. And that was the apprentice hunting license bill. The act, sponsored by Delegate McMillan, will help recruit the next generation of hunters. Now, what that bill does is allow people who have never hunted before to go out and experience, you know, their day of field. It's for a whole season. I think there's a $10 license required for that, but without the extensive training of a hunter safety education course, you can go out and experience hunting for different species. As long as you have somebody over 18 years of age with you as a mentor, you can go and do that. You're not going to go out there by yourself. You're not allowed to do that. You'll be arrested. But this is what they call the apprentice hunting license bill. You become like an apprentice. You just go, sit, watch. You know, you're allowed to handle a gun. You're allowed to take game. And it's a great recruitment tool, kind of a try before you buy type thing before you get into it, you know, with both feet, so to speak. So it's been tried before, but this year it was able to be passed. And, you know, there were a couple. That's one of the positive things that happened. Now, the hunter safety instructors, they don't like it. There's a reason they don't like it. They want somebody to be fully trained in safety and, you know, carrying a firearm and things like that. Other states have done this across the country with fairly good success. So, you know, it's been quite a track record. I know it's been at least a dozen years that this program's been effective around the country in certain states. And now it's Maryland's turn. So we'll see what happens. It's recruiting the next generation of hunters? Sure. It's like taking your car for a test drive. You have to have a driver's license before you can take a car for a test drive, okay? But that doesn't mean you have to buy the car. You just have to. I don't know if that's a good analogy or not, but you know, it's a step in the right direction. I think it was supported by the Hunting Coalition. We had positive testimony that we inspired the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Caucus to support that. So. Good stuff. Our legislative report is on our website, if you want to see that. Hopefully we'll have room to publish the whole thing in the upcoming Maryland Hunting quarterly summer issue. It's usually our smallest issue of the year, so, you know, it's not as extensive as, you know, it's like 40 pages, but not as extensive as some of them. But, you know, it's all good information. Go on the website, mdhuntingcoalition.com. .org. Oh, and there is a fundraiser on there. We've got a beautifully engraved firearm, especially for waterfowl hunters or anybody that likes nice firearms. It's a Browning pump shotgun, a BPS 12 gauge. It's all tricked out in gold and nickel on the receiver, and we're only selling 100 tickets. So check it out on mdhuntingcoalition.org and join for free. Join for free, and then you get the newsletter and the updates and everything else, and it doesn't cost you anything. I mean, we'll ask you every now and then for a voluntary contribution, but we're not high pressure about it. But you'll get information about what we're doing and what's going on in the General Assembly. We're setting a stage for 2018 and 2019. Now, right now, you know, next year being an election year. Might not be a good time for certain bills, certain, you know, initiatives. Might be a great time. Those are in the planning stages. We're already looking ahead 18 and 19 already for some of the things that will be the initiative of the Hunting Coalition, all to benefit hunters. So, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Captain Don's up there in, where is he? He's up there in Taunton River in Massachusetts. He's watching guys fish up there while we're on the air, talking about Indian River Inlet and the sometimes frantic pace that people fish the Indian River Inlet. Got it. Thank you, Don. And I did see a nice picture of him aboard one of our Chesapeake Bay charter boats. It looks like the striped bass season has picked up a little bit. We had heard that we had heard this week that the Susquehanna Flats was absolutely loaded with fish, big striped bass, spawning striped bass this week, which means that those fish will all be migrating back down the bay. Which means that this coming week should be pretty good fishing on Chesapeake Bay, depending on weather, wind, and that type of thing. So we'll see. We'll see. We'll see if it all. It's not a prediction. It just, you know, I said this 25 years ago about how you can fish one spot one day and you go out the next day and there's nothing there, you know. And it has everything to do with two words. And it's simple, but if you understand the context, you get it. And here are those two words. Fish swim. Fish swim. They're not necessarily sedentary creatures. They don't sit around in their recliners at night, you know, and watch MeTV. They just don't. They swim. Where do they swim? It's influenced by where the bait fish swim. Why do the bait fish swim where they swim? Well, it's influenced by what they eat, by the tide and the currents and the, you know, the amount of sunlight and what they can eat. Their fish swim. Now, those fish might be concentrated in one area for a period of time because of who knows what. Maybe there's a concentration of bait fish there, and you can catch the same, let's say, all summer off Bloody Point. You can catch, you know, 18-inch striped bass all season if you want, you know. But fish swim. Pretty simple. All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. What's Mr. Chuck have to say via text? Ooh, yeah, there you go. Where's that? Okay, I like it. The Hogan administration has, it says, delivers, this is what the press release says, combined Maryland Natural Resources and Motor Vehicle Regional Service Center. One-stop shop for licenses and registrations for boating and driving and hunting and fishing, now in Essex. Delivering on the Hogan administration's promise to improve customer service across state agencies, the Maryland Department of Natural Resources Secretary Mark J. Belton joined Maryland Department of Transportation Deputy Secretary James F. Ports and the Maryland Motor Vehicle Administration Administrator Christine E. Neiser, along with state and local leaders, in officially opening a combined Natural Resources and Motor Vehicle Administration Regional Service Center in Essex. Center will serve as a one-stop shop for citizens to obtain titles and registrations for motor vehicles as well as boats and boat trailers, said Natural Resources Secretary Belton. Customers will now need to visit only one location to get their vehicles and vessels out on the road and into the water. The collaborative effort shown here between the Maryland Department of Transportation and the Maryland Department of Natural Resources is a great example of the Hogan administration's commitment to make government services more accessible and convenient to all Maryland residents, said Deputy Transportation Secretary Ports at the ribbon-cutting ceremony a couple days ago. The newly combined office replaces the Department of Natural Resources Dundalk Service Center, which in fiscal year 2016 served more than 8,500 customers, mostly related to boating activities. The Motor Vehicle Administration Essex branch opened 19 years ago and in fiscal 2016 processed 186,839 transactions. How did they know? I'm guessing it might have been maybe 38 or maybe 40. I can't imagine that it would be that precise. But I'll go with their number. The combined office, located at 1338 A Eastern Boulevard in Middlesex Shopping Center, creates a greater capacity to serve residents in Baltimore County, the state's third most populated county, and beyond. The Motor Vehicle Administration's Essex branch is open Monday through Friday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Saturdays, 8:30 till noon. The new Maryland Natural Resources Essex Service Center will be open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8:30 to 4:30. Former Natural Resources Central Region Service at 7701 Wise Avenue in Dundalk has closed. Jeff in Baltimore City. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Howdy. Great, great. Good to hear some fishing talk there. I enjoyed hearing that the big ones are up there and it'll be coming down.
Let's hope so.
Yeah. Unfortunately, like I said, I generally don't get in the boat to catch them. I get seasick in a puddle. But I enjoyed in the latter part of last year in the spring, I mean in the late summer and fall, catching ones around like at the harbor and local water areas.
Yeah, you were saying.
And then they went away.
Yeah.
When can I expect maybe to be able to go on down the harbor or close areas there? And I don't care what size they are. I just like to catch them. Would they be found in there at this point yet? Or I guess they could, like you said, fish swim.
Yeah, they could. I mean, you just got to try. Try those same areas. And, the season starts, what is it, May 15th, striped bass season starts for the tributaries and that type of thing.
Oh, that means
the
season for the particular. You can catch them anytime.
You
right?
can catch them, but you got to put them back, and you're really not supposed to target them. But I don't even have my fishing book in here with me. But I think I think the season starts May 15th for the summer season, and then it's two fish over 20 inches, only one of which can be over 28. I can't remember.
Yeah,
you know.
I could have kept those two last year right next to the musical pavilion down there. I caught the biggest rockfish I ever caught, 222 inches on a rattle trap the first time, first two casts.
Wow, nice. You hit the spot, didn't you?
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I saw more than I caught.
I'm sure.
They come up like in groups of five or six, and they kind of do short strikes, some of them, but they were there for sure.
Sure.
And some huge carp about the size of a bus to be seen down there near the harbor, right near the harbor. It's an amazing sight.
It is.
And it's got some nice scenery. I also enjoyed, last week, I took my first trip, didn't fish in it, but I did go to that Conowingo Dam fishing park, and there was quite a lot of people and a lot of fish flopping in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing sight. And vultures and eagles and the whole thing was going on.
Where was this?
Up there at the Conowingo Dam.
Oh, you went up there, yeah.
Yeah. I've never been there, and that's quite a strong-looking river. These dudes that get at the bottom of that rock wall there look pretty, and they didn't look any younger than me. That's for darn sure. God bless them that they got down there. I don't know how they're getting back up. they were catching in between.
Nothing wrong with that.
Man,
nothing wrong with that.
That was a good trip, and then I went over to the Deer Creek in the woods where I like to be.
Yep.
And
how'd you do? Did you do anything at Deer Creek?
I didn't. There were a couple other folks up there that seemed to have experience in the area, and saw a couple come out downstream of one area where I was, but the water looked a little low, in my opinion. But I didn't see too many. I didn't get onto any. I saw another group of carp. Those things get around.
Oh yeah,
but it sure is pretty up there along that Stafford Road.
Yes, it is.
Starting
yes,
to learn the area, that's why I went up. But a lot of folks up there.
No question. No question. You're right about that. Yeah, it is a pretty area up there. I like fishing Deer Creek. That's where I started fishing. That's where I started fishing for hickory shad, and
yeah.
it's been a good time up there a few times. Let's see, where the heck is it? Good grief! I'm looking on this Chesapeake Bay. thing, and you get on the DNR website, and it says striped bass. See the Chesapeake Bay striped bass section. Okay, there's no link. It doesn't take you there. You can't scroll down to it. I don't get that, but you know, let me. I'm just trying to come up with the seasons. Should know it.
Yeah.
Should know it without looking. But I'm just. Yeah,
well, I've got some plans, or at least thoughts. I don't know if I ever get my plans in, but I'd like to go up there to the northeast, maybe up in the Rhode Island, the Boston area, where you can do some flats fishing, walking around in the water, wading, and maybe
that sounds great.
Fly fishing for some, you know, for some of the what they call them, stripers.
Yeah, stripers. Yeah, yeah. Have you not fly fished Deer Creek for a Hickory Shed?
I haven't had the chance to do that.
Well, when you get up there, next time, take a little look around, see if you see any guys fishing for hickories. They're about done. They got another maybe a week, but
I might miss it. I've had to go to Arizona for a week and visit some family members for my birthday.
Sure, sure.
I had to tool around out there for a fishing spot too.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
First time fishing out west. Maybe I'll try if I can.
Oh, that'd be great. Sure.
Yeah. Well, you have a great week. And
all right, buddy. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
See
ya.
Yep. Ray J in Pasadena. What's going on there, Ray J?
Hey, how you doing, sir?
I'm good. What's going on, buddy?
I hear all the talk about rockfish passing this.
Yeah.
I was down the ocean last weekend, and man, those bluefish were in there thick as anything.
That's what I'm hearing.
I caught two and lost three. And the biggest one was 15 pounds. The other one was 13.
Oh, you fishing the inlet or where?
I was fishing. Well, I couldn't get on the inlet because it was so crowded. There were so many people there.
Right. So where'd you go?
I went down. So I went to the back bay, and I fished between 2nd and 4th Street. And I was using a little bit of a mullet, and I was just throwing it out there and letting it drift down. And then it would be stable, and then... Man, they just come up and wham! Man, they hit it, and I held on. The one fish I got in, I had to take a break after my shoulder hurt so much. I fought him for like 10, 15 minutes. I just could not get him in. And there was another fellow down there. I said, hey, man, you're going to have to come down here and help me. So he got the net, and I got him up to the side. He dipped them in for me.
Nice fish.
Man, them things hit like freight trains.
Now, 15 pound. Are you kidding me? That's a big fish. That's a big fish. Yeah. That's a huge fish.
It took me about 10 or 15 minutes because he must have seen, like where I was at, it was like a little seawall.
Right.
He must have seen it, and man, he started to take off. So I'm just hanging on.
Right.
And the fellow was looking at me, I'm going like, hey, I need some help, Daddy. And he come running down, he grabbed my net. I said, I'm going to get him close. When I get him close, I'm going to get him up.
Yeah.
Lead over to the side, and he dipped them for me. But,
cool.
Man, I'll tell you, boy.
That's a big fish.
Three of them I lost. I mean, I was using 50-pound monofilament shockers, and they were chewing through it.
Chewing through it. Man, that sounds great fishing.
But it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Sounds like a trip. Sounds like a day trip.
Yes, sir.
All right, brother.
I'm going back again.
Go get them. Let me know. Send me some pictures.
All right. If I get some pictures, I'll shoot them over to you.
All right. Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
EllisOutdoors.com. All right, sir. Thanks,
Ray J. Yep. See you, buddy.
Right.
Bye-bye. Hey, we got to take a break. I'm running a little late. Time for me to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. If you're getting ready to go fishing, bluefish, striped bass, largemouth bass, smallmouth bass, trout, crappies, pickerel, perch, any type of fishing that you'd like to do, they've got the tackle, they've got the terminal tackle, they've got the hooks, the weights, the lures, the technique, the bait, the tackle, the line, the reels, the rods, you get the point. If you fish or crab, it's Clyde Sports Shop. They're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, and that's just off Beltway exit number 9. You make a little thing, you do a little turn, and you go out there a little bit, and you make a turn into the parking lot, and they're good folks. Been at it for 60 years, two brothers, Clyde and Bill Blamberg. Yes, indeed. Started when they were young selling worms, and now it's grown into this great business. So if you need it for fishing or crabbing, they've got it. Fishing license, rod and reel repair, new line on your reels. Again, Clyde's, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, Lansdowne, just off Beltway, 9410-242-6108. 242-6108, 24-hour fishing hotline, 247-3474. 1-800-247-FISH. Gun owners, your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is celebrated at the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore. It's where I shoot. Since 1944, the AGC on Marriottsville Road has brought shooters together in a safe and friendly environment to enjoy the various shooting sports and to help them become better shooters. Why not see what the AGC has to offer and then sign up? Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members? Mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947 or visit associatedgunclubs.org. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck Blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. Gun owners, hunters, and shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom, easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906, above precision, beyond accurate. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck, step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
We're going to keep them rolling, but we're not going to do much of the verse there. That's Riders in the Sky. I bought that at the concert that they had in Gettysburg a couple years ago. Pretty good. Let's see. Frank, thanks for holding on, buddy. How you been?
Good morning, my friend.
Did you kill a turkey yet?
I'm down here trying to locate one now.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah.
4 days up in Western Maryland in the rain for the most part.
Yeah.
We still went.
Yeah.
We heard birds at a distance. Never got nothing near us.
Yeah, I gotcha.
The whole deal was still worthwhile.
Well, that's good. It always is.
All the camping out and cooking over the fire, you know.
I know it. Yeah.
I wanted to follow your lead with this apprentice fishing license and trying to get kids out into the outdoors.
As far as fishing license.
What's that again?
You said fishing license.
Wasn't it hunting license. I'm sorry.
That's all right, because kids can fish for free up to age 16.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway, talk to me.
But my four-year-old granddaughter,
mm-hmm.
I brought her down to this nature area, and I believe I sent you a video.
You think you did.
If you recall.
Yeah.
And the trails are raked, and Alan, we didn't walk 20 yards, and Elena stuck her arm straight out, looked up to the sky, spun around in a circle, and she said, "Pop, pop, just listen to the breeze."
There you go.
She was so totally in tune with that environment immediately, Alan.
Hey, kids are.
Yeah, folks, get your kids outside. You know, I make deliveries all up and down this eastern shore, and in the summertime, I rarely see a kid outside playing, and it saddens me.
And that, now, see, that's, to me, that's, that right there is just sad.
It is.
I mean, when we were kids and you were a kid, man, summertime, outside all the time, always with your buddies, whatever it was. I grew up in a neighborhood. It was baseball cards and cap guns and baseball and, you know, running the streets and whatever we did. And then, you know, a little later when I moved and I didn't have a lot of kids around me, I was outside and, you know, running up and down the creek bank all day long, catching minnows and crayfish and getting bit by water snakes and, you know, having just a great time in the outdoors, turning over rocks and finding salamanders and, you know.
And shrimp to fish with?
No. This was all freshwater stuff up in Pennsylvania, you know.
Yeah, I lived on a peninsula myself, Al. So.
Yeah, there you go. Sure. Well, you know what I'm talking about.
Folks, get your kids outside.
Yep, get them outside. Absolutely. Yep.
Good hearing you, Al.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Frank.
Take care.
Good luck on the birds.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's see. John in Edgewood. Good morning, John. How are you?
Hi. Another trip down memory lane. You mentioned that guy mentioned a 15-pound blue.
Yeah.
Well, that is a lot of fish.
That's a lot of fish. No question. No question about it.
I called you a couple weeks ago, but I grew up down like on the Patapsco River.
Right.
And you know, we were bobbers and mini fishermen. As a matter of fact, I think my father just wanted to get away from my mother and drink some beer because he'd sit there and fish, and when the fish took the bait, swallowed the mini, died, float to the surface, then he'd reel it in. I would go cook it. And I'd say, yeah, I'm not kidding you. And, but anyway, so he took me to Ocean City one day, and we're going to go deep sea fishing. Well, they put us in this boat, take us out, and these guys are pretty slick. Well, anyway, next thing I know, I have two 11-pound blues. It was a four treble rig, had four hooks, and I have two 11-pound blues on this thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, what's the boat go about? 8 knots against the tide or something?
Right.
Right? And I got two 11-pound blues. Well, this guy knew what he was doing because by 9:30, I'm telling Dad, let's go home. I'm tired. I couldn't hold the fishing reel after I brought him in anymore. So he got to go in at 10 o'clock instead of 2 o'clock, the guy that chartered the boat.
Right.
But that just brought my memory what a fight that was with two little 11-pound blues. You know, what a fight that was. I'll never forget that.
I guess. Man, yeah. Two 11-pound bluefish. That's pretty amazing. We caught, Mike O'Brien and I went down to Solomon's one year and went out with one of the charter captains out down there.
Mm-hmm.
And we caught probably 40 bluefish between 5 and 10 pounds.
Oh, yeah.
And kept putting them in the live box. Didn't realize how many we had. I think we wound up cleaning 26 fish.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that was more bluefish than you can ever need, want, or imagine. But, you know, people.
It was a hard day.
It was a hard day. We had a good time, and it was a lot of fun. I never caught so many big fish in all my life, just like one right after the other.
One other thing real quick. This was back in the late 60s, I think.
Yeah.
But this was, you know, there weren't any blues down around the Patapsco.
Right.
Chesapeake. There weren't any blues in there. There were gar. There were pike. I could catch pike in January. I used to gypsy fish.
Right.
Two rods out.
Yeah.
Row real slow. But anyway, Well, we caught a fish once, me and my father, and we didn't know what it was. And he swallowed a hook. My father stuck his finger in there to get that hook out.
Yeah.
It was a bluefish. We never seen one before.
Wow.
It was a bluefish. Oh, tore his finger.
I bet it did. I bet it did.
It looked like a grass skirt, the way it was swinging when he got done.
All right, buddy. Got to roll. Thank you.
Yeah, man.
See you, buddy. Yeah, there we go. Trip down memory lane, that's for sure. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. You know, if you like gardening, I was told, I haven't checked for sure, but tomorrow is National Naked Gardening Day. You might want to run down to Papa John's Farm and grab yourself some plants. You know, even if you stay inside and water them. Or you can, look, it depends on where you live, I guess. If you enjoy gardening, Schillinger's, Papa John's Farm in Severn, just off I-97, that's where to go. Papa John, we were there the other day. Papa John's greenhouses are bursting with beautiful plants and flowers. They've got annuals by the pack or flat, perennials by the pot, bedding plants, planters, hanging baskets, you name it. Pansies, impatiens, petunias, all beautiful, colorful flowers and plants. They even carry the proven winter specialty plants. Papa John's Farm has all, and I noticed one of the perennials is coming up in my pot at the house there, the others, that just the other day I saw a couple blooms on it. They have all the vegetable plants, too, ready to plant in your home garden. Tomatoes and squash and onions, all tasty. Watermelon, cantaloupe, delicious. 10 varieties of hot peppers, herbs, too. Papa John's Farm is located just off I-97, Interstate 97, exit 12, 8029 New Cut Road. You'll see that at the exit sign says New Cut Road. In Severn, you drive right to the greenhouses, make your selections, or call 410-969-5909, 969-5909. Think about flowers and plants from Papa John's for your garden, for your church, and Mother's Day is next Sunday, just saying. 410-969-5909. Papa John's is open every day. Visit Schillinger's. Papa John's Farm, it'll grow on you.
WCBM Baltimore.
An area of low pressure is going to be slow to exit starting off this weekend. In result, some gusty winds and also a few scattered showers from this morning to the afternoon hours. The high temperature today should reach 64 degrees. That's about 7 degrees below average. We'll see an end to the rainfall during this evening, then overnight a mostly cloudy sky with a low dropping to 47. Wrapping up the weekend on Sunday, an occasional break in the cloud cover with a high close to 60. And then a lot more sunshine to look forward to by Monday with a high again near 60 degrees. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800, 410-455-0800, Linex. Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge serves not only a great breakfast from 6 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but has some of the most delicious fresh-baked donuts, pastries, cookies, and breads on the Eastern Shore. Now, I don't go through the fast food or the chain store drive-thru when I'm on Route 50 heading to the marsh or going fishing. Oh, no, I'm patient, but my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or two and a fresh cup of Rise Up coffee. I just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery, and from 11 till 2, you can grab a tasty lunch, too. Dave and Gina Levy, your hosts, are trained chefs and strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery is located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think Big Donut. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery, and be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see me there.
Redneck Blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet.
Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck Blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. Gun owners, hunters, and shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom, easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906, above precision, beyond accurate. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fishbones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573 for Fishbones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
I went fishing one day, and I put my hook out in the water, and something got a hold to it, and it tried to get loose. When I pulled it up, it was a big fish on the hook. He was a twisting and a turning, trying to get loose.
All right, let's talk to Lee in Catonsville. Good morning, Lee. How are you, buddy?
How you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
I was just curious about Deer Creek. Got relatives up that way. And I was just wondering how far up is reasonable fishing up there.
The question was, what again?
Deer Creek up there.
Right, right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got relatives up that way.
Okay.
And I was just wondering how far up is, you know, good, decent fishing up that way.
Well, right at the mouth there is, of course, the Susquehanna River. And,
yep,
you know, that's going to be probably your best place. Now, I see a lot of guys fishing around the first bridge there too, and you know, it depends on what you're fishing for. I would say, you know, down on closer to the river, you're going to get just about anything. But if you want to concentrate on something like smallmouth bass or shad or something like that, you're going to be doing that. If you want to get further up in the creek, it's going to tail off a little bit. The hickories run all the way up past the power plant. You know, and guys go all the way up in there with their fly rods and light spinning tackle for that. But, you know, I would just give it a shot and go out and make your own path, quite frankly. Depends on what you want to fish for. I think there's some trout in there. I'm sure there's smallmouth. I'm sure there's largemouth.
I'm just kind of wondering because she lives up on the north side of a river.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you might want to check the DNR website. I'm not sure if they still stock trout up in the upper reaches or not. They very well might, but you're getting a little late for trout as the water temperature warms up. But, you know, both Fishing Creek and Octorero Creek have good fishing. Catfish, too. I mean, the catfish will go up in there as well. So,
okay.
All right, give it a shot. I mean, just, you know, fishing is a lot of times hit and miss, and sometimes you never know what you're going to catch until you start trying. That's for sure.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Thank you much.
Thank you. See ya. There he goes. And who is next? Bill in Dundalk. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Oh, good morning, sir.
Thanks for hanging on. What's up?
I enjoy your program. It's really interesting.
We try, buddy. We try.
Thank you. Again, I guess that, well, if you're a military or if you're a senior over 70, you can fish for nothing.
Now, there's a $5, $5.65-plus license. If you're over 65, you can fish for $5 for anything in Maryland.
Okay. Now is that counts freshwater and
that's
saltwater?
Everything. That's everything. It's a senior fishing license for everything. Yep.
Oh, that's good to know then.
There you go.
Well, thank you, sir. You have a nice day.
You do the same. Thanks, Bill. Just go you're in Dundalk, go to the new service center over there in Essex. Yeah, they opened a new DNR service center just the other day. It's located at 1338 Eastern Boulevard in the Middlesex Shopping Center.
Oh.
And Natural Resources is open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8:30 to 4:30. Don't go over on Tuesday or Thursday or you'll be disappointed, apparently. All right, buddy.
Thank you so much, sir.
You got it. See you, Bill.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ed in Essex. How are you, Ed?
Good. Yeah, that DNR service, it's in and out, man. It's hardly anybody there. On Middlesex.
That's good.
Okay. If you're familiar with the Back River Neck area near Rocky Point Golf Course.
Yep.
Talking to, well, a ranger down there last year said he saw coyotes.
That doesn't surprise me.
Well, and I was talking to the neighbors who lived in that area near Holly Neck and Turkey Point and Evergreen by the old airport.
Right.
And they said they're loaded.
No, again, doesn't surprise me. I saw one 2 weeks ago. I saw one here on here between Pikesville and Randallstown on Old Court Road.
Now the rumor going around the neighborhood is that the DNR put them in there.
No, good God, no! DNR doesn't want them. Okay,
well, that's what the rumor is.
Well, you know, this rumor gets promulgated all the time.
Does it?
Yes, DNR. Did not stock coyotes in Maryland.
I didn't think so.
No, they did not. They're moving in from the south. They're moving in from the north. They're moving in from the west. Once they establish a little bit of a territory, then they are prodigious breeders, just like any other dog, any other canine, okay? And they're very secretive, of course. You don't see a lot of them. But there is one source years ago, and I think it was in the 70s, if I recall, some Maryland trappers were hired to catch western coyotes and bring them back here for the fox-chasing crowd because coyotes were more sporting to chase than red foxes, according to the legend. So, you know, I've never been able to have anybody give me a name of these trappers, but I've been assured by the trapping community that this indeed did happen. So how many places, where, I don't know. But there are coyotes everywhere. We heard them on the reservoir the other day. We heard them running through the woods and howling and yipping, you know?
It's just incredible.
We've heard them in Dorchester County. Jacob heard them outside of Vienna here this past deer season. We've heard them in Montgomery County, out in the Germantown area. I've seen them in Western Maryland. I've seen them in Baltimore County. They're everywhere. They're just very, very stealthy critters.
I know down Madison Bay, they're plenty of them down there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So.
All right, sir.
All right, Ed, thanks.
Have a blessed day.
You too, buddy. Bye-bye. Right. Clyde Sports Shop at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9, is open now. And they have everything you could need, want, or imagine for fishing. They carry fine Browning firearms. They carry a lot of ammunition. They carry handguns and shotguns for home protection. And you can even take a look at some of the modern sporting rifles there on display. Just give them a call or stop by. Phone number 410-242-6108. If you need a rod or reel replaced or repaired, they've got that too. Fishing hotline number 410-247-3474, 247-FISH for the latest fishing information. Gun owners, nearby the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore has a full-service facility and gun ranges that offer all you need to enjoy your firearms and to become a better shooter. The AGC on Marriottsville Road has a 50-yard handgun range, 100 and 200-yard multi-purpose ranges, a trap range, and much more. It's where I shoot. No matter what you shoot, from rimfire to muzzleloader to hunting rifles and modern sporting rifles, the AGC offers it all. Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members, mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947 or visit AssociatedGunClubs.org. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles.